gracious eternal Father, to you we return glory and praise this morning because of your goodness and mercy to every one of us. We return praises and adoration to you for sparing our lives to see the 29th day of December 2024. It's been your grace and mercy since the beginning of the year. We are grateful. Not all that I saw yesterday are able to see this morning. Not even all that I saw this morning today are still alive now. Lord, we recognize that that is not our being alive now is not because we are better than them, but because you have your purpose for our lives. Lord Jesus, and we have come today, Master, Lord, knowing that you have your plans for our lives, we look unto you, gracious Lord, that by the way of your words, confirmed by your Spirit, you will fulfill that purpose in our lives today. Lord, minister your grace to our hearts. Lord, that every need in our lives may be met, the sick ones might receive their healing. Lord, their faith being inspired in your promises, the Holy Ghost baptism for the seekers, those that are hungry and thirsty. Lord, deliverance for the captives, several means, Master, financial, material. Lord, some guy looking unto you for leadership and guardians, we commit ourselves to you, the saints to higher ground. We are all needy people. We look unto you, Father, may you graciously come and attend to our needs. O God, as you have promised, Lord, that where two or three are gathered in your name, you will be in their midst to supply, to answer their prayers, to grant unto them their request. Your presence in that means is not just to it's not to mark attendance of the people, it's not to stand as an onlooker, but Lord God, to give to everyone according to the desires of their hearts. And we know that this can only be possible by faith. Lord, we pray you will inspire your faith in our heart, Lord. This is the last Sunday of the year. Master, we pray you do something wonderful in our lives. Gracious Lord, spiritually speaking, may we have breakthrough. In the name of Jesus Christ, all that we trust in you for spiritual breakthrough. Lord Jesus, let all obstacles and entrances on their ways that have not been able to attain this be removed this moment. Lord, graciously look upon us with mercy. Forgive our sins and our shortcomings. As we surrender ourselves to you this moment, Lord, we pray you will take preeminence. Father, the entire services of the day is in your hand. Show forth your glory and majesty. Thank you, eternal God. The blessings will be ours and the glory and honor will be thine. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to 2 Peter chapter 3 for our normal text. 2 Peter chapter 3. Read from verse 1 to the end. Alright, this second epistle, beloved, and I write unto you in both which are stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this day willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now but the same word kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and partition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us who are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the hearth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, since ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grown in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You can please be seated while we move to Revelation chapter 21. And then we read verse 1 to 7. Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and womanizers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. In continuation of the Sunday school lesson titled The Future Home of the Heavenly Bridegroom and the Holy Bride, last Sunday we were looking at the subtopic under this, because we've gone a little further. We said, going beyond the seventh day. That's the millennium. Going beyond the seventh day. Do you now have the chart drawn on the computer of the what I've been drawing on the board? Okay. Don't worry. Now, the prophet is trying to get us to understand the timing of God, that God created time because it was during this time that he gave himself a purpose for existence. He allowed time to come so that he could display his attributes. And from the Psalm on Perfection, let us read the Perfection. 56:10. And I'll be reading from paragraph 26. From the Perfection, Psalm of Perfection, paragraph 56. Preaching at 56, June. All right. Thank you. God, being infinite, who cannot lie, cannot speak anything contrary. Cannot lie, cannot speak anything contrary, knows everything. Just as perfect at the beginning as he is at the end, and just as perfect at the end as he was the beginning. God is endless, like eternity. You cannot find, you can never find the corner of a perfect circle. You could run and run through ages and eternity, and there will never be an end to it. And that is the way God is. And when he, being first, God, which always was, he was infinite, perfect to begin with, and he will always be the same. He never can change. He is perfectly the same. Now, this great chain of perfection was broken by time-space. And that was why I drew that break. That breakage is not a disconnection.
The prophet told us that it's a perfect circle. Am I not? I have to use compass to draw a perfect circle. The mathematicians, or every mathematics student of mathematics,
just allow that.
Or when we are.
Now this eternity, unbroken. So, and the prophet said, as we have read there, that sin broke it.
That is no longer a perfect circle. So,
that's the way it's supposed to run.
But this, the entirety is eternity.
But here is time. So
you draw a chart like that.
I didn't finish the chart I was drawing, so I just left it. Right? Now, this great chain of perfection, that perfect circle, was broken by time space because of sin. Let's draw a picture of time. Let's see a perfect circle. Forever. And then all of it at once, sin drop him. And a little, as my wife calls it, a little hectic, or a little drop in the chain. And as you see me, just a little drop in the chain. So it comes down now, eternity continues on. That does not stop eternity. Because time is going to fade back into eternity. So time continues, eternity continues on because it is not in its perfect condition. Perfect circle is supposed to be a perfect circle, but that's what the prophet means by it's not in its perfect condition, because the loop of time has been created because of sin. It's not in its perfect condition. Yeah, it's the little gap, comes down, breaks over this way, goes out this way. the prophet was drawing the chart in the church when he was preaching this. We only understood it by this, just an understanding pick from what he said, which we feel this is what he said. You know. But it's not in his perfect condition. Here is a little gap, comes down, breaks over this way, goes up this way. God had to do that because Satan caused it. God had to create that time, that loop. And he dropped down to his space of time for the trying and perfecting, and for the purging of the lost. His people, the lost. Remember, it is God's children that are lost from him. It's only his own. The Son of God came to seek that which was what was lost. So it is only his people predestinated that he came from heaven to come and destroy the works of the devil from their lives, to bring them back to what he intends them to be. And he dropped down to a space of time for the trying and the perfecting and the purging of the lost. That God, by his sovereign grace, might someday lift that little echo or gap back into the perfect circle. Then she rolls on just the same. And that is when all that God intends to accomplish in time space is accomplished. This draws back, and then eternity continues. Everything that God has accomplished here, they have eternal value. Every redeemed, they have eternal value. They are eternal, as God is eternal. And that is why when time fades out, those people blend back to eternity. So when time ends, this will clear out. And the way God does it, it will blend back, and eternity continues. Praise be to God. But let's leave it as we'll still be referring to it. Okay. Time. Now, time is the little loop. It loops down. Jesus was from eternity to eternity, but he stepped into the time space and was made flesh and came through here in order to sanctify or put a streak of blood all across this place to redeem it and connect it back with God again for all eternity. You see it? That is all timing. Praise be to God. So, talking about this, we then come back to the days in a week, which, you know, the prophet was talking to us about the eighth day in that week. This starts to. It also runs as a Sabbath. This is the first day of the week. The second day of the week, we are talking about this bubble. We want to blend it together. Second day of the week, third day of the week, fourth day of the week, fifth day of the week, sixth day of the week, when God completed his creation. And then on the seventh day, he rested. And then he blessed the seventh day. And when he called the children of Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness, he commemorated this seventh day as Sabbath for them. And the Sabbath for them is the rest of the body just for a day out of the week. And God frowned so seriously about anyone who violated it. We had an example of a man in the Bible who went on Sabbath to pack wood. We know the penalty that God has them to give to that man. He was stoned to death. When he was caught packing firewood on the Sabbath, which God had commanded them not to do, they saw him and brought him to Moses. No matter, no, the man on his own could have used his, something must have happened to him in his mind that made him to go and pack the wood. And God Almighty, who gave the law, understood the circumstances surrounding the man. But the man did not obey the instructions of God. The man will have his own excuses. Just like many of us, we have excuses for not wanting to do God's will. The man will have his own excuses. The reason why, and he was an Israelite, not a stranger. He knew none of them was uninformed about the commandment of Jehovah regarding the Sabbath. He just spawned it. I went to the bush and went to get firewood. And he put it on his head, walking before the people. And the people saw him and said, "Ah, you are packing firewood." They dragged him to Moses. Moses didn't know what to do with the man. He went to God. God, here is a case of a man. They brought him with firewood on his head on the Sabbath day. You commanded us. What are we going to do? God said, stone him to death. That was the end of the man. So God's attitude to that Sabbath was so serious that he didn't permit them. And that's why the Pharisees alleged Jesus when he came in the flesh and said, "You are on the Sabbath day, you break the Sabbath day." And he told them that you don't know what you are talking about. That the Son of Man is the Lord of that Sabbath. And the prophet said he was coming to give a different Sabbath, different rest. Because law was giving way for grace to come in. But they didn't understand it. And so the prophet told us here that this seventh day is the millennium. Praise be to God. Let's move forward here. Because this is our time. Alright. Notice 7 days. Only I'm reading from the future of home. Let me pick from paragraph 2 and 3. The prophet referred also to Leviticus chapter 23, but we'll look at it when it's appropriate. Paragraph 2 and 3. The future of home. Alright, let's take the least feast, which is the Feast of Tabernacle. Now notice here in the 36th verse. And in the 36th verse it says this. Let me just, if you can follow us. Leviticus 23, verse 36. 7 days shall ye offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. Let me remember. 7 days shall ye offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation. All right, let's move on as the prophet continues. Shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, and it's a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. Now, we got a 8th day after the 7th day. We are talking about 7 days, the millennium. It's typing the millennium. The 1,000 years of rest. Christ is going to come here with his bride. So, we will look at this also. And we know the events that will take place, like we said the other time. Before the millennium takes place, there will be the rapture of the bride. Alright. Maybe I might just read a little something about that here. Let's see if I can get it very quickly. From let's suspend this. Come to question and answer. Preaching at 64, August 30. The prophet gave us a summary of this. Question and answer, 64, August 30, paragraph 75. Here is a question. Question is question 392. The church age ending and as blackening out the brightest core, we have already entered into the tribulation period? The prophet said, no. I wish that I could just have more time on that. See, the bride, when she is taken from the church, then the church age will cease. Laodicea goes into chaos. The bride goes into glory. And the tribulation period sets in upon the sleeping virgin for 3.5 years while Israel is getting his prophecy. Moses and Elijah there. Then tribulation sets in upon Israel. It's still 3.5 years. After rapture, it's 3.5 years of tribulation upon the Gentile, you know, sleeping church. At the same time, on Israel. It's not a different time. It's still within that 3.5 years. Why the Great Tribulation? The Great Tribulation is all over the world. But it's just that Israel has a special role to play. God is no longer dealing with the Gentile. It is with the Jews at this time. After the bride has gone. So God shifts his attention to Israel. Moses and Elijah goes in there without the space of 3.5 years, speaks to them. Then, this happens here, what the prophet is trying to tell us. And then, tribulation says, setting up on Israel, and then comes the battle of Armageddon, which destroys all things after the Great Tribulation, the Third World War. That ends that. So this world after rapture has 3.5 years. So if rapture happens tomorrow, this earth has this world has 3.5 years, rather. This world has 3.5 years. Before the war of Armageddon, and after that, you know, then the millennium. Alright? The Armageddon will destroy all things, and then the bride returns back with the groom for 1,000 years, the millennial reign. After that comes the white throne judgment. After that comes the new heavens and the new heart, and the new city coming down from God, heart of heaven, just like we have, as we are talking about it here now. Praise be to God. Alright, back to this that we are reading here. Paragraph, which paragraph is that? Oh yeah, Future of Home. We are back to that. Alright. I'm picking it from another place. Let me pick it from here then. Are you there? Paragraph 3. 2 and 3. That's where we are reading from. Sorry. I was just moving up and down. Alright. Yeah. Notice it was all upon the 8th day. Upon the 8th day, last day, feast day of the tabernacle. We read where the prophet said that 7 days they shall have the feast. And then, on the 8th day, there shall be an holy convocation. That is, after this seventh day, which is the millennium, then there will be another 8th day. The prophet said, in counting of the days, there are 7 days. There are no 8 days. But because of continuity, after 7 days, which is the millennium, then the next thing is the new heaven and the new heart. Praise be to God. And that is the 8th day as God gave them instruction in this Leviticus that we are reading. 7 days shall ye offer offerings made of fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation. On the 8th day. The 8th day is the first day again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's the first day again, which is Sunday. This is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And that's when the Israelites do their Sabbath. It's Saturday. Then the 8th day again, in the Yoruba, we say Ijejo. Is that not? So, but normally in God's timing, it goes back to the first day again. And this first day again is what God now instructing the children of Israel, calling it the 8th day. 8th day. Now, we got a 8th day. Now, there is only 7 days. But here we speak of the 8th day. Only convocation. Convocation. Notice, do not walk in it. The eighth day are what? Back to the first day. It's still back to the first day. When you count it and you are going after seven, you say eight. But it's this first day, which is Sunday. It's just going in a circle of the week. Going in a circle of the week. And that is a type of eternity. And that is why we are coming here. When time, at the end of the day, blends out. Okay? Do not ever walk in it. The eighth day are what? Back to the first day. Why? It speaks of eternity. As she rolls around without a stopping place. Amen. Do you see it? Notice it was also upon the eighth day, last day, feast day of the tabernacle. Notice after that, after the last feast day, after the last church age, seventh day, seven ages rather. After the last feast, after the last church age, after the last complete 7 days upon the earth, after the millennium, that this holy convocation comes. Are you following? So the 7 days time by the keeping of the feast include this millennium. Then the eighth day is the new heaven and the new earth. Remember, this is Feast of Tabernacles. Tabernacles, gathering places. Amen. Where? In the millennium, the Bible says, they shall build houses, they shall inherit. But in the new earth, he has already went and prepared the place. It is built. We have nothing to do with the building of it. In the millennium, it's still time. But here in eternity, see, we have nothing to do with the building of it. Amen. Eternal. Oh, I just love that word. My, a holy convocation. The eighth day, which is only 7 days. Then on the eighth day, which comes back to the first day again, comes right back to the first day. The eighth day is the holy convocation. Notice, 7 days only has to do with the old creation. What time? 7 days. That is the millennium, the rest day. As God labored 6 days, rested the seventh, the church labored 6 days and rested the seventh. But you are still in time element. I'm speaking of the eternal. But you see, there is no such a thing as 8 days. You go back to the first day again. Are you seeing that? You go back to the first day again. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, seventh day. First day again. The Sabbath speaks of the old law, which was to pass away, the keeping of a Sabbath, which passed away, or I have said, changed to another. It didn't pass away, it just changed from the old law of keeping a certain day of the week. As I had the 19th chapter said, I have, no, okay, let's leave that one. Paragraph 222. You enter into life not keeping a day or shadow. Paul said over there in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, you keep days and shadows and things like that. I am scared of your spirit. See, we don't pass into certain days and others. You are passed from dead unto eternal life, not days and times. You are passed into eternity. That is the only convocation. 7 days which passed away, or have said, will change to another. 8 days this with new creation. See, not old creation. 8 days is new creation. For it was on the eighth day that the Lord raised from the dead, which is Sunday. Upon the first day of the week. Is that not what the Bible says? The first day of the week, not say the eighth day. So it's always the first day. And that first day is the continuation. It keeps continuing like that. And that is eternity. So what the prophet is giving us to understand now is that God's program, every other thing that intends to accomplish in time, is within the seven, is within the 6 days, as it happened here. In eternity, in millennium, there is nothing to be done. There is no work of redemption. It's a period of rest. All redemptive works is completed within the 6 days. From here to here. The first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. And what the prophet said is 6,000 years. A day to the Lord is 1,000 years to we human being. And so, all work of redemption from Genesis until the time that the children of Israel will be killed, the 144,000 will be killed, as we have read here that everything will be destroyed, and before millennium, that's the period that God is accomplishing redemptive work on the earth.
After that, redemptive work ceases. And then when we go into eternity, which is the period of rest, God is not doing any work any longer. So eternity is the period of 1,000 years of rest. 1,000 years of rest. There is no work done anymore. Everyone that is saved is already saved. But after that is the white throne judgment. When white throne judgment comes, then those who God has ordained among the foolish virgins will receive eternal life. Those, the righteous ones, at the white throne judgment, the prophet told us will receive eternal life. The fifth sigil will receive eternal life. And that is how, when that happens, then there's the annihilation of the earth, as we have been talking about. The frame will remain, but everything that has to do with human, the work of man, the work of the devil, and everything, the prophet said, the holy fire of God and the literal fire will clean everything up before the first cross city will come down here. And the prophet concluded by saying that the same process that God has taken you to go through, that's taking us to go through in after repentance, we go for water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, then being justified, being filled with the Holy Spirit and fire, cleansing us because they are both of God. The prophet said the same process it takes the heart where we are going to dwell. It takes it through. Justified by water, sanctified by his blood, and then he will send his Holy Spirit upon it, which is the cleansing before the first cross city will come. The Lord be our help. May the Lord prepare all of us for this. Let's bow down our heads.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for sparing our lives to see today. We thank you for bringing us to the last Sunday of the year 2024. We are very grateful for trials, temptations, storms of life, problems here and there, sicknesses that were taking us through. We are very grateful, Father. We cannot appreciate you enough. We thank you very much, Lord, for this teaching of your word. Lord Jesus, we are made to know that holy men of God wrote the Bible as they were moved by your spirit. It takes that same spirit, O God, to hear that word taught and give revelation and understanding of that same word to the hearers. That is why we want to do a little further that as many as are looking unto you for that spirit to come in today. May you answer prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Those already feeling, may you continue to refill them. And these teachings, O God, telling us where we will dwell after all this, but in this present time is over, Lord, we have perfect understanding of it. Have been made ready, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We are very grateful of what tells us, Lord, that the preaching of the gospel is foolishness, Lord, to perish. But it still pleases you that through the foolishness of the preaching, to save those that have ordained to be saved. Thank you, Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Replenish your servant that you have made use of. As we look forward unto you for the remaining services of the day, we ask for more of your blessings too. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.